Hey, it's Donica Knight, and you are listening to Power Rock Podcast with your host, Jim Madonna. Crank it up. Whoop, whoop.
Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I would like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe. And friends, today I am so excited for this show because I have on the line singer and songwriter, Alabama's very own, Miss Donica Knight. Donica, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you for having me on your show.
Donica, I gotta say, this for me is truly an honor. You know, I have been following you on Facebook, and to have a person with such an amazing gifts as yourself take your time, I just want to thank you truly from the bottom of my heart.
That makes me feel so humble, and I thank you so much for following me and caring about my music, keeping up with me, and being a supporter of what I do. I really appreciate it. It allows me to do what it is I'm doing right now.
That's awesome. You know, Donica, what I'd like to do is I would like to talk about the album Can't Buy a Southern Girl. Now, you've got some amazing songs on this EP, and we're going to play some of those songs. The first
song, right.
Yeah, but what I'd like to do, first of all, is how about you give a little history about yourself and who Donica Knight is and, you know, how you got started, and then we'll go ahead and we'll, like I said, we'll play some songs, and we will... We'll just have a good old time.
Hey, that sounds like a plan to me.
All right, the floor is yours.
All right, thank you. Well, I'm from Alabama, a little town called Millbrook, and I love that area. I'm family-oriented. I have an older brother. We just love family time and being out in nature. And when I was a little girl, I had this big old voice, and I had a solo in first grade and always known I had a gift. Just growing up, I always had that solo, and the music teacher found something in my voice. And when I went to college in Auburn, I started studying special education and exercise science. And I thought I was going to go into that field, but all of a sudden, I just felt this calling deep within my soul, and I felt like God spoke to me, and I listened to him. And ever since, I've been following the passion that's been mine ever since a little girl to be a professional singer. And I've just been so blessed along the way. At first, I didn't know if I wanted to just sing cover tunes or if I wanted to write music. So I started off in a cover band. I did that, and I loved it. But a year after doing that, my soul was hungry for a little bit more, so I started writing. And I went to Nashville, and I met some amazing writers up that way and just fell in love with the art of original music and talking about your own stories and other people's stories. And I was lucky to have Ronnie Millsap kind of hear my voice and discover me for a moment. And he loved what I was writing, and we recorded two duets together. And that led to me opening up for several folks. And I perform every weekend, and I've been doing that for 5 years now because it's just what I love doing.
I want to say, you know, you mentioned Ronnie Millsap. You know, Ronnie Millsap was definitely before my era, but I have to say that, you know, Smoky Mountain Rain, those types of songs that he has done, they're just amazing, amazing songs, as well as a lot of the people that you have worked with. I mean, you know, we're talking, you know, you've shared the main stage with, you know, Kelly Pickler, Skid Row, Three Doors Down, REO Speedwagon. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. How does that make you feel as an artist to be able to have that opportunity to share those main stages with these people?
Blown away. And every time I get to add somebody to a list of someone that I've opened up for, it just blows my mind. Like this last weekend, I got to open up for Craig Morgan.
Wow.
And I've never met him before, but I did over the weekend, and he was just the nicest guy, and I got to see how he interacts with the crowd, and you learn from all these people, and I'm just very humbled by them and for them allowing me to share the stage with them. And I love meeting people, so that's my favorite thing about opening up for other folks, because normally it's a big old crowd, and I love meeting people before or after shows, and then being able to sing up on the stage just melts my heart.
On your EP Can't Buy a Southern Girl, you have a track on there titled Love Ain't a Prize. It has gone number one on iTunes and new country releases. You've gotten over 200,000 views on, Vevo?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that has got to be quite a buzz. Why don't you give the listeners some history about that particular track?
Well, it's the first song that I released on my brand new album. And this whole album, I've released one before, but this one was different because I wanted to write everything on it. Because the first one, I only wrote one tune and kind of felt like it was time for me to spread my wings and say what it is that I wanted to say. And Love Ain't a Prize just has blown me away by the response of people hearing it and liking it. And thank you for playing it and playing the music. And there was this fella, and I absolutely adored him to death. I thought he did as well, but I just started realizing that he was buying me things, and I appreciate fancy things, but you know, the world, whenever you pass away and you're gone, you can't take things with you. All these shiny things are not what I want in my life, and I want somebody's heart, and I want somebody to love me for me, and I want to get the same in return. So out popped this song called My Love Ain't a Prize, # You Can't Buy a Southern Girl. I just thank you so much for asking me about it.
Well, here it is with Donica Knight on Power Rock Podcast.
My love ain't a prize. My love ain't a prize. Can't buy this woman. My love ain't a prize. Yet I reckon I know. 'Cause mama taught me so. You cannot buy it. My love ain't a You treat me right, but my love ain't a prize. No, you sure can't buy it. Ooh, give me something I need to keep my soul alive. 'Cause what I want is in your heart, living in your arms.
Welcome back. We are with Donica Knight. And Donica, what a just a beautiful song, well-arranged song. That's why I'm so honored to have you here.
Well, I'm honored that you're honored, and thank you.
Next question I want to ask you is, you know, as an artist, you've been doing this for a while. What have you seen in the music industry? I guess this is going to be kind of a twofold question. the pros and the cons of the industry?
There's a whole lot of pros and there's a whole lot of cons. The pros are if music is your gift, and there's different forms of music. You can be involved in so many different ways, because I had no idea how many different talents are needed to make an artist successful. You have to have great artwork, meaning you have to have somebody that can draw and be good and suave on a computer. You have to have somebody manage you and keep up with your time. Have so many different things. You got to be able to write. You got to be able to play an instrument or sing. And the pros of it are doing what you love to do and getting to travel around and meet new people and just be involved in music. And the cons are, you know, there's a lot of slimy people in this industry, and they like to take advantage of people, and so you just got to watch out for them. You got to be smart and on your toes. It is a hard industry. Nothing's ever guaranteed. I believe that it's not hard work. It's just working hard, and with working hard, you'll find success in where it is that you want to be.
Great answer. It really is. What does your tour look like this year? You know, how many gigs do you have booked, and you know, what's kind of like the short version of your schedule as of now?
Well, to be honest, I kind of just look at it 1 month at a time. I know this weekend I got a show tonight here in Georgia. That's where I am right now. Tomorrow I will be in Tuscaloosa, sorority party.
Did you say Georgia?
University. Yeah, I'm in Georgia right now.
Whereabouts?
University of Georgia, Athens.
You know what's ironic is I live 100 miles from there. I live in Georgia.
Well, snap. But I got a show here in Georgia, and I got one Friday and Saturday night in Alabama. And luckily, I get to be a maid of honor Saturday during the day, so I got to mosey on after that and run and do my music. And Sunday, I start my first ever radio tour, terrestrial radio tour. And I start driving to Missouri, and I'll be in Missouri and Arkansas doing radio. And I'm going to start doing that for 6 weeks, and it'll be every Monday through Thursday because I'm booked every Friday and Saturday. It's going to be a lot of travel and a lot of fun, and I get to meet a lot of new people and do something that's always been a dream of mine, is going on a radio tour.
The next song I want to talk about on your EP is Blood on My Boots. How about some history on that song?
That song blows me away. It really does. It's one of my favorite songs. I can't believe the words came out of my brain and out of my brain to my fingers where I wrote it down on a piece of paper. I've always wanted to write a military song. I respect our military so much, and I appreciate their sacrifices and what they do for our country and keeping us safe, and also all of their families that support them. And I've always wanted to write one, and such a touchy subject to me that I want to make sure that's done right. And I heard this woman named Taya Kyle speak last year, and she's the widow of Chris Kyle from American Sniper. And when she speaks, I've never heard somebody talk like her and be so honest, and she's just the most wonderful person I've ever met. And she gave me a lot of inspiration to write the song and to put my heart in the right place. And I also heard another amazing man named Chris Ponto Peronto. And he's from the 13 Hours in Benghazi. He was one of the surviving soldiers from the Benghazi attacks. He told me about a side that I've never seen in military, and how everything that I've seen has been filtered through the news, and I don't really know what happened. And just really opened my eyes to that topic and how he feels when he's in battle. And I've been so grateful for both of them. Chris came to my album release party and supported me whenever my album came out. And Blood on My Boots is the bonus track for this EP. It's my only ballad. And he came to Alabama, all the way from Nebraska, just to support me and my music. And then a few weeks later, Miss Tay Kyle flew me out to Texas and let me sing this on her husband's birthday, for his birthday bash. And so I waited to release it last week, and it ties Blood on My Boots.
Well, I do want to share that I have seen the video on YouTube. I can, not only can I hear, but I can see the emotion as you're singing this song. It's just an absolute beautiful song. So why don't we go ahead and let the listeners hear Blood on My Boots with Donica Knight.
I never had blood on my boots. I never had to walk in your shoes. I never been where you've been. I really know what you go through. Never had to sacrifice. Never had to lay down my life like you do. Like you do. See the blood on your boots, but only through the filter proof. Another face on the news. I'm thinking it's a man or woman or friend you didn't want to lose. Can't imagine your truth. Can't imagine your truth. Cause I'm just a girl. You're the brave. Heroes, you're my freedom on roads, and I want to thank you, and I salute you. In that blood on your boots, what you do is never thankless, you're putting your soul on the line. You hold, I honor you and all you do. Cause I'm just a girl, and you're the bravest hero. You're my freedom on roads, and I wanna thank you, and I salute you. And that blood on
again, we are back with Donica. And Donica, again, you know, I appreciate that. I have friends and family in the military, and it touches my heart. It really does.
Thank you.
Donica, I think you may have kind of answered this question earlier, but I want to go ahead and reiterate the question, and it's this. What goes through your mind when you have so many friends and family and fans that gravitate to what you do, to what you put your heart and your soul into?
Just that everybody needs somebody. And I've just been real lucky that I got a lot of people that have been a shoulder for me to fall on through good times and through bad times. It's just so fun. It is fun. I have this little girl. I met her 2 years ago. And I bumped into her mama. And she said, "My little daughter just adores you. It would make her day to FaceTime her." So I FaceTimed her. And just to see this little girl smile and get so excited And then she asked if she could go, if I would go turkey hunting with her, and I did. And just to be able to impact somebody's life like that, because I remember when people impact mine, and they still do, and to be able to be a good memory in someone's life makes me feel fuzzy. And it blows my mind that the people that support me, and I'm very grateful because I love music. I love it. I love singing. I love performing. It's been a passion of mine that God gave. And I just want to continue doing it every day. And they allow me to do that. And I'm just grateful for the people that he puts in my life. Amen. And hopefully they continue to grow and continue with all these blessings that I get.
Based upon what I've heard, there's no question in my mind that will happen, no doubt. The next song I would like to talk about would be called Acting Like a Lady. How about some history on that one?
Acting like a lady.
Yeah.
Don't expect me to apologize. I love that song. I love it. I started writing it 3 years ago, and it was called Let It Out. And I never liked where it was. And one day I sat down and just spent several hours, which turned into days and turned into weeks and probably even a month writing that tune and getting it to the point of what I really wanted from it. And it's about girls having a good old time and just acting like a lady and letting it out and cutting loose. And I was so lucky. I've done two videos in my life. The first one was Love Ain't a Prize, which is on YouTube. And there's a second one for Acting Like a Lady. And if you've been looking on my Facebook and on my Instagram and Twitter, you'll start seeing all the behind-the-scenes pictures and videos. And I had several girls come and be these little dancers, and I got to be a queen and sit in this big throne and drink a little bit of tequila, because I will say.
All right.
I like to drink my tequila and have a good time and let it out. And we had a great time shooting that video, and it's looking incredible, and it blows my mind how that came together, and hopefully you'll enjoy it as much as I do. I know them boys are liking it, because there's some pretty ladies in this video.
Well, here it is, Acting Like a Lady with Donica Knight on Power Rock Podcast.
Tequila. Forget the salt. No, I don't need it. I'm gonna put my makeup on and loosen my hair. Yeah.
All right. Again, we are back with Donica Knight. Donica, yeah, I have also seen that video, and I would concur with what you said. It's not only is it visually awesome, it's, of course, lyrically and musically awesome as well. Well done. Donica,
it's fun.
That's right.
It's so fun live.
That's right. Well, you know what, Donica? I know that you are very busy and you are at a gig and you're getting prepared to go on stage. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and we're going to close this out. But I want to close it out with one more question. And the question is this. What type of legacy do you want to leave your friends, family, and fans?
I want a good one. I got a good mama and I got a good daddy, and before them, there was good grandparents, and we got a good family that's been going in my blood and in my bloodline, and I want to keep that, and I want to keep the goodness and the lightheartedness, and I want to keep that legacy going. And as far as music is concerned, I want to make this career. I've been doing it for 5 years now, and I want to be Loretta Lynn, who is in her 80s and still jamming on the stage at the Grand Ole Opry.
That's awesome. Donica, I want to say this to you. I wish you the utmost success in all that you do, and I pray that God just gives you the desires of your heart and that he opens the floodgates for you and that everyone gets the opportunity to see Donica Knight on the main stage and just taking country music by storm.
Thank you. Thank you for your prayers and your thoughts. That really means a lot. And I thank you for that. And I thank you for playing the music.
You're very welcome. Well, there you have it. An interview with Donica Knight on Power Rock Podcast. I am Jim Madonna, your host. What we're going to do is we're going to close the show out with one more song. This one here is called Stomp. Peace.
I'm walking all alone down my yellow brick road, and I stomp to the beat of my own drum. I got my pockets full of dreams and they're busting at the seams, going boom, boom, boom to my own song. Gotta stomp to my own drum. Get louder, get louder, get louder, get louder.